This weekend, central Bohemia was taken back to the 14th century as actors and politicians took part in a reenactment of Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV's traditional annual journey from Prague Castle to Karlstein. The two-day procession was accompanied by various other events, introducing visitors to everyday life 7 centuries ago. It was the first of an annual event launched by the governor of central Bohemia, the aim to help boost tourism in the region, Dita Asiedu reports.
Hundreds of people welcomed Emperor Charles IV at Prague's Old Town Square this weekend as the royal procession made a brief stopover in the city centre on its way to Karlstein. The role of the Holy Roman Emperor was played by Czech actor Vladimír Čech. He was accompanied by Lord Mayor of Prague, Pavel Bém, as Wenceslas of Luxembourg, and the Governor of Central Bohemia, Petr Bendl, as Margrave of Moravia, John Henry of Luxembourg. But why was the royal procession so important, and what was its purpose? Veronika Dloha is from the Central Bohemian Governor's Office.
We know that Charles IV gained the imperial crown jewels in 1350, and a few years later he had them put into the Chapel of the Holy Cross in the Karlstein Castle. But every year after Easter, Charles had the crown jewels displayed in the Corpus Christi Chapel in the center of the new town of Prague. Pilgrims from every corner of Europe came to Prague to pay their respect to the crown jewels. And after this special occasion, the special celebration, Charles took the crown jewels back to the Karlstein Castle. And this taking back were kind of a spiritual journey for everyone who was involved.
Once the procession arrived at Karlstein Castle the next day, Charles IV, other members of the imperial court, and his distinct guests ceremoniously deposited the crown jewels in Karlstein Castle's big tower chapel. The two-day event came to an end with a theatrical performance of the popular Czech musical A Night at Karlstein. The festivities will be held every year, says Martin Kupka, spokesman for the Office of the Governor of Central Bohemia.
I hope that this event could be the strongest brand of Central Bohemia region. And for us, it's also a way to invite people from the other European countries and also from America and from the whole world. It was the first year when this even took place. And now we know that for inhabitants of Prague and also the Central Bohemia region is really attractive event. And we met more than 26,000 of inhabitants during 2 days.
The main aim of the reenactment of the royal procession is to highlight central Bohemia's tourist attractions. The procession made stopovers at the villages of Dobřichovice, Lety, Řevnice and Hlas nad Třebaň. Visitors to each of these places encountered 14th century knights and were entertained with a fencing tournament, traditional crafts, medieval music and rides in horse-drawn carriages.